Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY22 results conference call of Motherson Sumi Systems Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vivek Chaand Sehgal. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Sehgal.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. In a very tough atmosphere, I think Motherson has tried very hard to come up to the expectations. I think the general headwinds continued very strongly in the second quarter also. Definitely there are a lot of good things that have happened also. You've seen that our standalone results are very good for India. Our order book is again very robust. We do not see any headwinds as far as the demand for cars are concerned and vehicles of choice are concerned. I know you would be very anxious to ask questions, so please go ahead. I stop to wait for your questions. Thank you.
So should we start the floor for questions and answer?
Yes, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. My question is on SMR PBV particularly. What are you picking up from your customers with respect to the chip shortage? Are they indicating any improvement in production schedule for third quarter or second quarter and beyond?
Thanks, Jinesh. Look, the situation of the chips are improving. I think not so strongly as what one would imagine. Definitely there are improvements. The numbers from the car makers actually show that. One would have expected even larger allocations to the automotive segment, but it appears that every segment is at the moment having a huge demand of semiconductors. Gradually, yes, it's improving, but not to what desired levels were. Anybody else would like to add on this? Vaaman?
No, Papa, I think you've covered it. The worst is behind us, and hopefully it looks up from here.
Okay. As a follow-up on that, the question to Vaaman is, primarily given that OEMs have been optimizing the supply side issues with respect to improving their own mix. Have you seen similar benefit in SMR PBV with respect to enrichment of mix and in turn, lesser impact at least on the revenue front? Obviously, operating deleverage has its own impact on margin, but have you seen enrichment of mix?
Look, we are serving all the platforms. Yes, we do have a lot of exposure also to the premium platforms, but that's where our diversification strategy, 3CX15, has really helped us to absorb some of this impact. As you can see in the presentation results, we showed the volume drops on the wider industry at large, but on our results, they were muted in that manner. Definitely being diversified, being able to serve those different industries, we've been able to cushion some of that impact.
Okay. And the second question is for PKC. So we have indicated we continue to be impacted by elevated costs due to new launches. So what is the sense you're getting by when we should see normalization from the new launch cost impact perspective? Obviously, supply side is an additional problem here as well. But from meeting new launch programs impact, when that should go away?
So I think it's a combination of new launches and as well chip shortages, etc. But I'd request Pankaj to answer this, please.
Jinesh, this is Pankaj here. So the new launch costs have started, the additional exceptional costs have started to recede, and by the end of Q2, they've receded to a great extent.
Okay. Okay. Got it. And lastly, any update on the ongoing restructuring? By when do you expect NCLT approval for demerger of BWS?
Jinesh, we've waited patiently two times. Once they said they had an outage of Wi-Fi, and then the other time, ours was a mixed item, but they still had to go for meetings. So they short closed the whole thing. Hopefully, 22nd of November, the court will reconvene and take up our case. And we hope that that then sets the ball rolling. So that's what, as of now, the best information I can give you. Kunal, you want to add something or?
Assuming we get to around 22nd November, we hope that before the end of this financial year, the listing of MSWIL would be completed.
Okay.
And
okay.
We are all waiting very anxiously that we hope that we can start to roll out Motherson 2.0 and start the new journey that we want to have with our shareholders. So definitely, we're also waiting very anxiously.
True, true. Great, sir. Thanks and all the best.
Okay.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Binay Singh from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, team. Thanks for the opportunity. Just continuing on one of the questions asked earlier on PKC, when we look at the PKC run rate, it is largely similar to what the company was doing last year in the December quarter, but the EBIT hit is obviously a lot larger. So could you give us some number on what exactly was the new launch-related hit this quarter? And beyond that, was there any commodity hit or mix impact with China slowdown or something that impacted EBIT?
Of course, Pankaj will answer this question, but it's very difficult to compare two different time zones in these very unusual times. So one must take what are the current problems that were faced in the last quarter separately from and comparing it with last year, last quarter. Pankaj, can you answer that? And I think it's mostly one-time cost, isn't it? It's not every quarter kind of thing. But go ahead, Pankaj.
Yes, sir. So there are two things in this. One is that, last year was another story because at this time, the market had been growing and the new launches had taken place. So it's on a growth path where more capacities get created to cater to the customer's requirements. And also in this quarter, China saw a very big dip in the volumes because before this quarter, you would have seen that China was growing at a very fast pace and with Euro 6 implementation, it has fallen. And in terms of exceptional costs on the new launches, which we had incurred in this quarter, they would be ballpark about 9 million euros of exceptional costs.
Okay. And so then I think then there's quite a sizable impact for other segments that has actually hit a bit, it seems like that. The second question will be on the raw material side. In the press release, you mentioned that there will be a gradual pass-through. Could you remind us what kind of raw material pass-through contracts do you have, both in India and overseas?
So I would encourage Gauba to take this question. But by and large, there's a lag. It's all about a lag of 3 months to 6 months, depending upon the customer. But Gauba, can you please elaborate this?
Yes, sir. So what happens is, in terms of copper, the adjustments are done either 4 times in a year or 2 times in a year, because it does not necessarily matches to the calendar period what we count, depending upon the customer convenience. So this lag changes is coming down and is applied consistently. So when the prices are going up or going down, so in an increasing market trend, which was the case or sometimes even in September, October, we still saw some increases. This becomes an impact on this. But as the raw material prices are set at a high level, but and the steep increases which we saw earlier is not there, so the impact is getting less and lesser delayed.
And so this will be applicable in global businesses also, in SMR, PBV and PKC?
In case of PKC, yes, it could be, but different frequency to twice a year or something like that in some of the businesses. In case of SMR, PBV also, there could be some contracts where it could be based on a negotiation, some contracts where it will be a time-bound demand.
This is very helpful. Lastly, just Tata Motors in their recent presentation had highlighted Motherson as one of the suppliers on the EV side. Could you share what exactly are you doing with Tata Motors on EVs? Which part of business in India is working with them? Which segment?
So while we don't answer customer-specific model listing because we are tied to a lot of secrecy and things like that, so I'm sorry, we will refrain from answering this question. But if they've said it, then it's already proven what they want us to say, that we supply this, we supply that. So it's the multiple things.
No, I actually just wanted to know more that is it wiring harness or is it non-wiring harness related content in India?
I'm sorry, I can't elaborate much over there. Pankaj, are we are bound, right, not to explain what future models will get?
Yes, sir.
That's helpful. Thanks, team. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddhartha Behera from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is on this order book. We have seen some moderation in terms of the new order wins to 2.1 billion euros in the SMR PBV. So just wanted to check, is there an impact of chip shortages even in the orders also? And on a normal basis, it could have been higher. So some of your thoughts on that?
Raman, do you want to take that?
Sure. No, there's no, these are new orders that have not started yet. So they will start at least 2 years down the line. So this has no correlation to order books. This is, in fact, the virgin order book that we have. And we are all assuming that in 2 years' time, this problem will be long past gone. So there could be timing issues. Some new contracts could be still be coming up in this quarter, but we don't see any significant downward movement because of the issue. This is all of the order book that will start in the next 2 years.
Understood. And if I'm just basically focusing on the order wins, if say about 2.1 billion euros, because our EV share is going up, it has even gone up compared to the last reported March quarter. So would it be fair to say that a large part of this order wins will be EVs only, and the ICU order book will be much lower?
I don't think so. I think it's always very dangerous to second guess the customer. But the exuberance on electric vehicles is very, very valid. But, you know, the rate of changeover is much slower than that. So we in our, this thing are seeing similar models having two options of engine. So in that sense, we see more. But we don't really, can't really second guess what the market wants and what the people are buying.
Okay, got it. Okay, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonal Gupta from L&T Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, and thanks a lot for taking my question. So just wanted to understand on the working capital, I mean, like you've mentioned that because of the irregular production thing, it's gone up. But, I mean, wouldn't, I'm just thinking that in terms of given that the production is lower this quarter, won't the working capital requirement be sort of lower this quarter given that the, I mean, whatever credit period you're extending to the customer? So just trying to understand why the step up in working capital in this quarter on a sequential basis.
Baba, can you take that please?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sonal, thanks a lot. There are two aspects to be aware of. Number one, as you know, July-September period is a summer holidays for Europe, and you can look at all the quarters except last year because we were coming out of COVID situation in 20. There is an incremental working capital which gets blocked because of the summer holidays. The second reason which I think we have tried to explain that there have been unplanned disruptions. While when we look at the forecast, the forecast have been that the production would be high. So as a consequence, the procurement of the inventories, and this is very much clear from the balance sheet also, that the inventory levels have gone up, which could also be, which will also be partly because of the higher commodity prices. You are right in terms of a receivables if the sales are down, though in our case, on a consolidated basis, sales are down only by 4% compared to same period last year, the receivables becomes less.
Got it. Got it. And just in terms of the other question I had was we've seen while we've seen a very commendable performance across in the European operations despite the decline in revenues and production, but we're seeing a sharper drop in SMR in terms of EBITDA margins versus SMP. So just trying to understand as to is there some one-off in SMR?
Sunil, I would just want to add one thing to what Baba explained. Also, you know, the predictability of the order book, which the customers are giving us, the orders that they're giving us for day productions, has a little bit of uncertainty to it because of multiple reasons. So the general inventory holding of the Madison Group is actually on the higher side, and we have allowed that to happen because that allows a little bit of flexibility. But this one, I think, Rajat, can you please, Rajat Jain is the CEO of SMR. He is going to answer this question, please.
Yeah. Hi, Sonal. So, see, on SMR, again, what perhaps has to be understood is that we are present in all the markets, with all the OEMs, and also in all the segments. So what you see as a sales drop is more reflective of the overall, you know, global vehicle volume drop that has happened. So if you see, you know, the vehicle volumes have dropped by about 20% from last year to this year, and we have a 18% drop in SMR. So this is, I think, because of the spread that we have and the market share that we have in SMR. I think the bulk of the impact is coming from the sales drop. I mean, obviously, there are other headwinds as we've been talking about. There are commodities and there are freight issues as well. But I think the most significant impact is coming from the sales drop. So as I think the situation on the sales side starts to improve, we would start to see the gains coming back very quickly.
Got it. Thanks a lot. And this last question, I mean, on an overall basis for the international operations, would you be able to, I mean, like, highlight, I mean, what portion of the commodity cost has sort of been passed on? I mean, like, is there a, I mean, what sort of an impact are we incurring because of the, I mean, like, because of the resetting is still sometime in the future? I mean, like, is there any way to quantify that?
So very difficult to answer that question because of the huge variety that we deal with. But by and large, our team is very well entrenched to make sure that they get back every penny that we have. But yeah, there are sometimes time delay and all that. And anybody else would like to add something to that? But I think very difficult to quantify because so many different raw materials, so many different
components. So just on a like on a company-wise basis for SMR, SMP, if there is a way to quantify or PKC, I don't know.
So you know the maximum consumption is obviously of the resins, and resins we are all working together with the customers to get them.
Got it, sir. Great. Thank you so much for taking my question. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Viba Batra from Fair Connect. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. My question is again on the raw material price hike, the lag that we have. You know, you've highlighted the increase in copper prices in one of the slides. So in a normal situation, then the raw material price hike is not very significant. It's okay to have a lag. But when the hike is very, very significant, which we have seen in recent times, is there a merit in tightening our risk management policy or the underlying contracts with the customers where we are significant suppliers so that this pass-through is quicker and it is maybe milestone linked?
Definitely, all efforts have been there, and I must say the customers have been very conscious of the fact that the increase of copper prices have been very, very steep. But I would ask Pankaj to help me out on this. By and large, we are getting huge support from the customer base. So generally, that's the case. But Pankaj, anything you'd like to add on this?
And customers are very supportive, as Mr. Sehgal said. And it's since these contracts are long-term contracts, so even when the prices drop down, then the same contract continues. But if in certain geographies, we have had more issues because it was also impacted together with currency or any other issues. So customers have been supportive, and also we negotiate and come to certain conclusions wherever there is a need.
But despite this, your margins have actually shrunk, despite customers being very supportive.
Yeah, but you know what we have mentioned here is that as the prices become stable, then the gap between the compensation, which is based on average of past many months, it starts to get receded. So it starts to reduce, and that is what we are seeing now. That the gap is still there, but the gap is reducing.
Okay. So on a steady state basis, what kind of EBITDA margins can one expect?
We don't guide on EBITDA margins.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you.
We guide on gross.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
The next question is from the line of Chirag Shah from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. And sir, again,
coming to raw material contract, given the unprecedented increase that we have seen, so generally in this kind of environment, is it right to assume that the lag or pass-through could be even as high as 6 to 9 months also? Because this probably we have not seen this over last decade, you know. Both GST, this kind of price hikes have not been seen. So the lag pass-through effect could drag on for a longer than the normal discussion that you have in a normal circumstances. And this question is both for India as well as for our international business.
Chirag, you have to have patience when you're supplying to car makers. They have a lot of challenges, and we can't behave like a crying child or something over there. We have put in our listening to the customers. Pankaj also reiterated that the customers have been very, very supportive. I don't know why we are assuming that 6 to 9 months is very long and all that. But normally, if you know our company very well for a long time, always the March quarter, we will have the maximum adjustments coming in. Also, just remember, many of the customers today take it that they will have forward contracts. So they are buying copper and all these things at forward contracts. So we get a steady supply of that. So a lot of things are in play there, and new ways and means are happening, which are actually reducing this. Pankaj, you want to add something here?
No, sir. I think you have covered most of it now.
Okay.
Actually, with respect to PKC and China, Pankaj sir referred that there is a slowdown in China post-Eurostick. Is the downward adjustment done, or there is still scope of some negative surprises on the demand in China? And also, given the general demand environment in China, the way they are taking steps, is there a risk in general to the optimism around the volume recovery in China?
Jack, can you please repeat your question? The voice is not very clear.
I'm sorry for that. So I'm saying that on China, first for PKC on the CV side, you mentioned that there was a drop in volumes in China post Eurostick implementation. So is that adjustment done, or and can we expect the momentum to resume, or it could still there could be some lingering effect of that downward adjustment that you are referring to?
So what I hear from you are saying that is that the volume drop has ended, or we expect it to linger on for more time. Is that your question?
Yeah.
See, it's not very clear. So it is month on month. So even when the volumes went up, they were not predictable that the volumes will reach that high in China. So we watch the situation very carefully. What we do is have short-term, medium-term working, and also working together for growing the market and growing with new customers as well. So that's how we are playing it out. I think in the next few months, we would come to know how the market grows.
Yeah, this is helpful. And if I can give you one last question for India business. China,
there are multiple things which are playing in China. It's an enigma. It's very difficult to figure out what's happening, really happening in China. But think about it, you know, they are going to have the Beijing Summer Olympics, Winter Olympics over there. There's a lot of issues on coal and power and all that particular things over there. So a lot of reasons are there which are affecting what China is doing. But we have learned over our experience that we don't really question too much. Just wait and see. Things fall into place at the right time. Most of our joint ventures are with the truck makers itself. So we're not overtly worried about getting taken care of, you know, if you understand what I'm trying to say.
Thank you, Mr. So one question for Baba, sir. In standalone, there is a huge jump in other income.
But it is not necessarily getting reflected in consolidated in that way. So is there any intercompany adjustments or something like that? Because it was 222 crores and generally this rendered has been around 40-50 crores. In standalone, I'm referring to. Standalone business.
Yes, sir. Chirag sir, this is a dividend income. So in our presentation, I have also given in the cash flow also, it is shown as separate line item.
Thank you, sir. I'll use that. Thank you very much.
We actually made a special mention that there is dividend income which has come in from MWSI. So, hope you see that. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Jay Kale from Ilara. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. I joined a bit late, so sorry if this question has been asked. Just if you can throw some clarity on the 1,000 crore fundraise, the NCD that you have raised a few days back, what would be that for? If you can just throw some light on that. Thanks.
Okay, Kunal, you want to take a look?
Yeah. Hi, Jeb. The 1,000 crore approval that we have sought is an in-principle approval from the board. As and when we launch the transaction, I guess you will have more color on its use of proceeds, etc.
Okay. Understood. And also, if you can just qualitatively talk about how are you seeing, the inorganic opportunities coming through. We did mention during the COVID time, things had become difficult because of the fund help from various governments. How is that situation panning out currently and where are we in that cycle? If you can just throw some qualitative, color on how things are right now versus 1 year back.
Well, I think almost all the help that was being given by the governments is almost dried out. And true to our what we had guided you earlier, the quantity of companies which are getting out of business is appalling. It's really a lot, and huge opportunities for us. That's all I can tell at the moment. Kunal, you want to add something here?
No, sir, absolutely right. The pipeline is extremely, extremely strong. It hasn't looked this strong for a long time. So, as you rightly said, the COVID special situations are being withdrawn. Many of the assets, the difference between the men and the boys are becoming more and more visible.
Understood. Great to hear. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Nishant Vas from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So, my first question is on financial. So, interest cost seems to be a little higher than on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Which we expected to kind of trend down. So is there any one-off sitting in the interest cost line? And can you guide us on how this we should be expecting about it?
Sir, your voice is a bit muffled. Which company are you talking about?
Sir, I was talking about the interest cost line. So on a quarter-on-quarter basis, there has been an increase in that. So is there any one-off sitting in that cost? Because we were kind of expecting this cost to trend down with the refinancing that we did. So can you throw some light as how we should think about this going ahead?
Kunal and Gaurav, could you just take that, please? Kunal, go ahead.
Sorry. Kunal, you are taking or between?
No, go ahead, Gaurav.
Nishant, I think it is in the similar range because the finance cost also includes the exchange fluctuation. So it is 131.32. And in the quarter gone, we have also distributed the dividend of about 500 crores, which means to that extent there will be a 1 month funding additional for the group, which would have been there, which would get settled as we move forward from the cash accrual.
So Gaba sir, so in second half we should expect this to trend downwards, I would presume.
The market grows, we will grow the sales, we'll have more working, depending upon what at a particular point of time the borrowings are based on the market operations.
Understood. My second question.
Average rate of borrowing has come down, that I can say.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking about. Yeah, thanks for that. Second question is on the order. Obviously, we can see that your incremental order share of electric is going up, and globally, electric as a share of sales is also going up. So, can you give us some construct as to where your SMR PBV revenues contributions coming from electric? Has it touched early single digit, high single digit? Is there anything that you could throw some data point at us?
Sorry, on the order book, we can't give any details about this. We just calculate the percentages and put it in practically as they are. And the customer appreciates our ability not to disclose much because their own strategy and everything depends upon all this. So I would appreciate if you understand the sensitivity on us not answering this question.
So, sir, I don't know if I was referring to the revenues of let's say the first half of the year. So that's not possible for you to quantify.
Sir, your voice is cracking up. I couldn't hear you. Can you repeat it, please?
So, sir, I was not asking from an order book standpoint. I was asking from the revenues that we reported in the first half. Would it be possible to look at electric contributions because you are already highlighting the same for order book? If that is available, if it's not available, then it's fine.
I don't think we do that calculation. Anyway, but guys, anybody can help me out with this one? I don't think we do this thing, can we?
Nishant, we can come back to you subsequently if we don't have it offhand.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one.
Just a moment. Nishant, if it helps you, of the top 10 electric vehicles sold in the world, I think we are suppliers to 7 of them. If that helps you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vivek Chand Sehgal for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your questions, and I hope you answered them to your satisfaction. We are limited in our liberty to disclose the facts, especially on the new orders and all that, because it exposes the OEM's strategy, what they are thinking, what they're doing. So please bear with us on that. We are anxiously waiting for this NCLT to hear our case and give the final orders. This is the third time that they have given us a date. Hopefully, with God's grace, if we get this particular thing, then I can promise you we will start what is called Motherson 2.0, hopefully within a year, within a month or 2 months of that NCLT approval. We should be in a very interesting position. Watch out. I think we have said third quarter, we still see a lot of headwinds and all that. So our teams are going to work very hard to do better and better. And I hope and pray that all of you, your families, stay safe and healthy during these troubled times. Wish you all the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Motherson Sumi Systems Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.